This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Gultz. In our consideration of what Peter said in 2 Peter 3 about God, we have seen that his promises are sure. We can count on him fulfilling his promises. We must acknowledge, however, the timing of his promises being fulfilled is often uncertain to us. Jesus gives some indication about when promises of his coming will be fulfilled, but only God the Father knows exactly when. For example, even Jesus, while here on earth in the flesh, said in Matthew 24:36, "No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." What to us might seem a delay with God is an expression of patience. Allow God to do what he promises when he knows it is best. Our responsibility is to be faithful and patiently wait for his time. Readiness is always necessary. Jesus often encouraged such readiness, using anecdotes to illustrate the importance of readiness to buy up opportunities while we wait. Many identify with the words of the poet Whittier, "Of all sad words of tongue or pen, the saddest are these, 'It might have been.'" Having considered the destructive consequences facing false teachers and prophets and those who blindly follow them and the sure promises of God, Peter asks a pointed question, "What kind of people ought you to be?" Then he answers his own question. You ought to live holy and godly lives. Make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. We'll expand on this challenge. I hope you'll join us, and you can check it out on my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.